You're listening to The Art Scene, your scenic view from Lake Tahoe, with your host, Robert Schimmel, on KOWL 1490 The Owl, Tahoe's Talk.
Another great day in Tahoe for talking about art. Welcome, folks, to The Art Scene. And I'm Robert Schimmel, your host, bringing you who's who and what's happening in the arts that takes us all around the country and the great big world of creativity out there. Please check out my website, laketahoeartscene.com, to hear an array of podcasts, catch up on news, all, of course, about art, and so much more. Today's guest calling in from Hollywood, California, is Sue Patterson, artist and interior designer based in Brisbane, Australia, who has just brought her captivating paintings for the first time to the U.S. for a show called Bursting Into Life at the iconic Montalban Theater in Hollywood from May 17th to June 4th. Sue has been drawing, painting, and creating as long as she can remember, and her artistic career has flourished alongside her artwork as an interior designer. So welcome, Sue, and I hope you've recovered from all the wonderful jet lag and ugly food you found over here.
Oh, hi, Robert. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. And you are so busy right now in the midst of getting set for the show's already going, but you're in the midst of getting set for the reception coming up on the, I think, what's it, 24th?
24th, yes.
Yeah, excellent.
And it's in the evening, 7 till 10.
Awesome. Things going smoothly?
So far, you know, a few little hitches along the way, but, you know, you get that.
Yes, yes.
It has its challenges.
Yeah, well, in working new systems in a, you know, different country, whatever it is,
exactly.
All those adaptations you have to go through, I'm sure.
Exactly.
Well, hey, as is my custom when introducing someone new to the audience, I'd love for you to give us a little bit of a background on how you and why you have always been involved with art and then decided to make it your life's work.
Right, thanks. Well, I've always painted and drawn as long as I can remember. Always had a very vivid imagination, and I had very creative parents, and particularly my grandmother, who really taught me how to see the really fine detail there was in nature and my surroundings. So I always picked up a pen and pencil and brushes and always did something in the field of art and design. And throughout my life, I always was, as a career, always in the creative industries in some way. I studied interior design. I studied art all through school, and I was an honors student and graduate there with art. It was always my passion. So I guess from making it my life's work was a natural process that was bound to eventually happen. And many years later, and coincidences later, I found myself doing it full time and really making a go of it. So,
well, that's yeah. Great. I mean, you know, growing up with art and never having to sort of decide, it just became, it was part of you. It's what.
Yep.
What you began to expect of yourself, not to mention everybody else around you, probably. You got great support from your family.
Exactly, yeah. And then friends, and then obviously people who loved my art as well.
Oh, that's great. Well, your style, and we'll get to more of how you got into the interior design and so forth, and if we don't, please tell us how all of that evolved. But your style has been described as surrealistic expressionism, and labels are labels, so I always get a kick out of them. I wouldn't necessarily call you a surrealistic expressionist, but so help us and help our audience understand what kind of work you do. Describe it if you would.
Yeah, absolutely. It's labels are funny, and if I was to describe it, in some sense that is a word that pops up, particularly the surrealistic, because it's like I paint in an exaggerated style. It's not realistic, so it's like a bolder, more exaggerated version of realism. So, and then from the expressionist point of view, it's probably that's the way I use the paint and blend the colors.
Okay.
So does that describe it?
Well, I mean, no, you're justifying the title, which is good. I mean, I very much enjoy that connection to the label, but you're such a colorist. I mean,
yeah. I totally love the way colors work together. So
yeah,
that is definitely my thing.
And there's a bit of a fanciful aspect. I mean, surreal, fanciful. You know, because you very clearly can identify what you're doing. It's not like you're out there somewhere.
Or a naive or sort of more of a fantasy type theme.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The influence that you have, I don't know, presently who may be influencing you, but certainly what got you rolling and really took your art perhaps in the direction you've mentioned Gauguin and Van Gogh and Kandinsky. Is that a fair assessment then?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I just particularly love the way they're taken on their composition, with the way that they use the colors and the colors bounce off each other and the brush strokes. And, you know, the imagery just pops. And definitely that's inspired me. They definitely have inspired me. And when I've traveled, I've always sought them out in the galleries and been very passionate about following and seeing their art in the museums around the world.
Sure. Your work, as I mentioned, is very, very vibrant. So the colorful is an obvious word to attribute to your work. Is that the primary element of design that you rely on?
Probably, no, not the primary element. I probably gain most of my inspiration and design elements from nature. You know, where I live in Australia, my surroundings, where I was born, which is New Zealand, they're two very distinct countries, but they, you know, have their own, you know, qualities of nature that are just incredibly beautiful. And other design elements probably would be just memories. Memories of places and people and feelings. You know, I'm inspired by, you know, music inspires me.
Sure. Well, yeah. And when I spoke of design elements, I was being a little more academic, like texture, line, value, that sort of thing. And since you're very expressive with your color, and I was wondering if there was something else you relied on, like your use of line or something in of that nature, or not. I mean, it doesn't have to. Color is certainly the thing that dominates your work.
Yeah. I try not to overthink it. I think when you overthink it just doesn't work. Really doesn't work. I quite often I'll have a theme in mind, or I'll have an idea in mind, or I have something that I visualize that I just know I have to get out there. So I don't, you know, put that much mental, you know,
sure,
thought into it. I find if I do, it just doesn't work.
Right. And that may be part of what the word expressive, whether it uses a label or not, really gets to. I mean, are you expressing who you are? And you are, because you've been doing it long enough then, and from what you're saying, it's just a reaction. You want to get it down. You worry about the fine print later, so to speak.
Yep.
Your paintings, though, they generally do include, and you've mentioned, influences from Australia and perhaps New Zealand, but I think when we were talking on the phone a couple of days ago, you had said that Australia was primary influence for symbols and creatures that you use in your work.
Absolutely. They have such, you know, amazingly colorful birds and crazy, you know, big insects. And lots of reptiles and snakes, and they're constantly, you know, a part of your world. So I've definitely included some of those, only because, more because they seem to fit as something. I like someone to, like, discover it and stumble across it in my painting rather than it to be incredibly obvious.
Sure.
Yeah, so it's more so for my entertainment and also for the, you know, the viewer.
But maybe a tad bit of Where's Waldo
Yeah.
Sort of thing.
Oh, Where's Wally? That's the other one.
Where's Wally? Yes. That's more appropriate.
Where's Wally?
I like it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's perfect.
Yeah.
Well, folks, if you are just tuning in, this is The Art Scene, your scenic view from Lake Tahoe. And I'm Robert Schimmel, your host, speaking with Sue Patterson, artist and interior designer based in Brisbane, Australia, who just brought her captivating paintings for the first time to the U.S. for a show called Bursting Into Life at the iconic Montalban Theater in Hollywood. Sue has been drawing, painting, and creating as long as she can remember, and her artistic career has flourished alongside her work as an interior designer. And be sure to check out Sue's website, suepatterson.com, and that's Sue, S-U-E, Patterson is P-A-T-E-R-S-O-N.com. Well, Sue, because you have successfully blended what are often thought to be distinct looks or categories of art, shed some light on how you would work and the process that you have for producing your own personal work versus the interior design pieces.
Yes, it's a good question, and it I like that question, Robert, because it makes me really think about it more, which I, you know, I guess in the past I haven't done. With my art, it's everything that we've talked about that inspires me, and from my art, that's when I would choose a piece that I really feel it would work in an interior design, for an interior design collection. So I currently have Wild Natives, which is taken from one of my original artworks, and Wild Natives being Native Australian flowers.
Okay.
And these are very large images. It's a very bold painting. It's, you know, I love it. It brought me so much joy to paint it. And I'd taken that and put it onto fabric and created these collections. So it's actually from my art that I create the interior design collections, not the other way around. So I don't do a painting assuming or actually design it for the collection. It's the other way around.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And have you always just come instinctually to you, or did you find that commissions just brought something else about?
No. When I do a commission, you know, that's obviously going into someone's home, and that's a different story. It's a commission painting. Quite often, if I'm involved from an interior design sense, is something that they're trying to bring all the colours together, and they're creating a look within their home. So that's a different process. That's
sure.
My collections are something that's unique to me. They're bespoke, limited edition furniture pieces that are created for people to enjoy. They're not necessarily the same process as doing a commissioned painting.
Okay. Yeah, well, it makes sense.
I haven't gone into that area yet, but that's a thought. I could do a unique range for someone that was their own.
Absolutely.
I hadn't even thought of that.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, send me a percentage, okay?
Yeah.
your exhibition you're involved with right now, Bursting Into Life, it's open to everyone daily at the Montalban Theater in Hollywood, May 17 to June 4th, and it features large-scale acrylics on canvas of bold botanical blooms and wild dramatic landscapes. So you've sort of hinted at that during the course of our conversation. The artist's reception being May 24th at 7 p.m. Tell us more about the show itself and maybe what's up for the reception.
Yeah, sure. Well, the actual show, Bursting Into Life, was really a journey of healing from the grief of losing my mum. So the actual title, Bursting Into Life, was, I guess, a healing journey and, you know, to find my inner joy again, which absolutely did by producing these pieces. Now, these pieces are, I guess, based on, you know, my environment where I live and what has influenced me lately. So, you know, I live near the coast, so there is some real, you know, coastal landscapes and lots of water and movement, and then it's, you know, my surroundings, you know, the botanical paintings, and just the nature and the environment I live in, intermingled with memories and people and things that mean something to me. I hope people here enjoy it.
Oh, I'm sure they will.
Yeah.
And let's hope they enjoy it enough to take some home with them. And are you looking forward to gaining clientele and or direct commissions from the show? Any particular hopes or expectations?
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. I really was quite selective of choosing LA and this venue for the reason that I just really felt that my art would resonate with the Californians and resonate with the people here. From a content point of view, the color, the imagery. I hope it inspires people, you know, to want to purchase and you know, even,
yes,
you know, for future events. Absolutely.
Well, good. I hope so. Good luck on that regard, if I don't say it often enough. The fact that you did this, and this is a showing about your journey back into and recovering from the loss of your mom, are there any pieces very particular to her?
Yes, there is. There is Orientique, which is one of my large portrait-style pieces that has a lot of imagery of things that she loved in there. She, you know, the Oriental lilies, the vase that I've placed in there was a piece that my grandmother had given me, and it's very large Chinese vase. So there's a lot of the Oriental influences in that piece. So we've got the elements of the dragonfly, which also is special to me, but also to another beautiful artist that passed away. So that particular piece has memories and imagery of people that I love that have been important in my life.
Oh.
So, yeah, for sure.
Wow, that's great. I love it when there's a tribute like that. The trouble is letting a piece like that go, which brings to mind as we were talking, or as you were speaking, that have you done giclées or reproductions of these that will be offered as well?
Yeah, I have. They can be ordered, particularly any of the canvas reproductions or the limited edition canvases. They can be ordered. I have all the ability to be able to get them done and delivered here while I'm here. I'd already set that up.
Oh, great.
But it was very difficult to bring all that with me,
of course.
I thought I'd be better.
Yeah.
I've just brought the originals.
So yes, the originals.
And I think, you know, as you said, it's probably hard to part with things like that. But I always believe, you know, art will pick the person, not the other way around.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good thought.
So.
A little bit on that note of the headaches and how you prepare for such a journey to another country with a show. Overseas travel and foreign gallery relations, et cetera, are challenging, to say the least. So since you are going at it with great conviction, and you and I were talking about this a couple of days ago, what is your 2 to 5 year plan? Actually, we may not have been talking about your plan, but...
Yes,
you know,
the challenges.
Yeah, well, the challenge is in your conviction.
Yeah.
So,
oh, wow. Well, you know, fortunately, I do get to come over here reasonably often these days. So, you know, the art scene, particularly in LA, is a lot more buoyant than in my own country, Australia. So I would love to be able to come back each year and have a show, you know, both here and in New York. And show my latest collection along with my artwork, that and have a show that inspired that, so it would be different every year.
And you're headed to New York next, right?
We're headed to New York, yeah.
Oh, that's
I don't have a show there yet.
Well, yeah,
but I'm working on it.
Atta girl, gosh. And you've sold your art in galleries throughout Australia, and had many commissions there and overseas. Worked on collaborative projects and large 3D murals. which I would love to talk to you more about. But what have you enjoyed the most, and where will you be putting most of your effort now?
Right. I've always enjoyed, obviously, being creative. And some of those, as you said, the murals and the to be able to design those was amazing. And obviously to see them, you know, up in public spaces and see them admired and appreciated years later is quite incredible. So I think all my creative endeavours have been enjoyable. So there's not probably one thing that stands out. From a future point of view, I've just planned to keep developing my collections, which are inspired from my art, and that'll be a yearly thing and a challenge for sure, you know, because each collection will be different, very different.
Okay. Well, fair enough. I mean, that you have quite a landscape ahead of you, so to speak, in that regard, trying to get a hold of New York, make that work, and then if you could have back-to-back shows annually, what a coup that would be.
Yes, and if I'm going to bring my art here, you know, why not take it, you know, have it in both places? That'd be amazing.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well,
yep.
Any final thoughts before we say adieu?
Maybe, you know, just to mention that I will be painting a piece while I'm here at the Montalban for the next 3 weeks. And it'll be, I'm actually donating a special piece to the theatre here. They don't know that yet.
Oh,
so
how nice.
It'll be a surprise for them when it's finished.
Oh, that's excellent.
It'll be in my usual style.
Yeah. Is it going to be the one that you're actually working on during the...
That'll be the one I'll be working on, yes.
Okay.
You know, it will take me... My paintings do take quite a number of hours.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Oh, that's great.
It'll be that piece.
Ah, awesome. Well, thank you so much for taking the time with me today.
And you're welcome.
Folks, don't forget to go to Sue's website, suepaterson.com, and that's Sue, PaterSon.com. And then also the Montalban Theater, they've got a website where the show is taking place called themontalban.com, and that's MONTALBAN.com, themontalban.com. And I'm Robert Schimmel. This is The Art Scene with guest Sue Paterson, and I want to thank you all for listening, and Sue and I wish you a weekend of and world of great new art discoveries, experiences, and some great shows out there. Please join me again next Saturday at 1:06 p.m. for your Art Fix with The Art Scene, your scenic view from Lake Tahoe. Make it a great Arts Week, folks, and may God bless you.